lawmakers passed and Governor Jared Polis signed into law at least four major pieces of gun safety legislation this session. New laws include raising the minimum age to buy a firearm to 21 and an extreme risk or red flag law that expands those who can petition to keep guns from the hands of those deemed a risk to themselves or others. Joining me now live is Eileen McCarron, co-founder of Ceasefire Colorado and president of its Legislative Action Branch. Good morning.
Morning.
So can you give us a brief wrap-up of what all was accomplished and what maybe didn't get done this legislative session with regards to gun safety legislation?
Thank you, Shannon. Yeah, we did. As you mentioned, we have raised we established a minimum age for firearms purchase of 21. That's for both handguns and long guns. And also expanded the IRPA petitioners to include educators, healthcare, and mental health care providers, and the attorney general and district attorneys. And a waiting period, so you have to wait 3 days, regardless of how quickly the background check clears. And that's a very important, both where it's providing a cooling off period for people who are angry with one another, or and also with suicide and prevention. Colorado is a very high suicide state, so this is an important aspect of addressing suicide. And then one that's so important, gets less attention, is the immunity repeal. Like, that industry has enjoyed a liability protection for years, since 1986 in our state. And then in 2000, it was made so that if you did sue any member of the gun industry, you would lose and you would pay their attorney's fees. So we repealed that and established a cause of action for people to do lawsuits and the people who've been harmed. And also the attorney general of the state of Colorado can sue dealers, manufacturers, whomever, who are violating our laws or behaving in a manner that's dangerous to communities. There are also two other bills that are sitting on the governor's desk that we are watching, and we know the governor will support that and sign the ghost guns ban, which bans self-manufactured guns. Largely, people get them in kits that are unserialized, so they evade background checks, or they circumvent background checks, and also they're untraceable when recovered in a crime. That bill also deems that having what is called a machine gun device that turns a semi-automatic weapon into a machine gun, they're called auto sears. They, if you are in possession of one of those, it's deemed a dangerous weapon, and that's a felony. So that was added. And then there's just one that not many people are watching, but it moves, it makes municipal courts have to follow the same procedures as the county and district courts with regard to domestic violence. And there are a number of things on that in the domestic violence world, but the one we're interested in is that it requires relinquishment of firearms by domestic violence abusers. So those are still on tap for signature. What we didn't get done, as everybody noticed, is that the assault weapons did not get passed. And that was a disappointment for people in the gun violence prevention movement. But it was not an easy pathway to get all the way to the governor's desk and sign. So that wasn't totally surprising that it didn't pass, but it's the first time we've run that. So that was great. There was also one about, it's relevant to people in Boulder, that would have given county commissioners the power to, or the authority to prohibit discharges of firearms in densely populated areas. So you have a lot of people living in Boulder who are outside the city in unincorporated areas, but there are a lot of them, and it would have allowed the county commissioners to declare, not in this area, you can't do target shooting in your yard. There's been problems up in St. Mary's Glacier. with a person who's got a 1/3 acre lot and firing against a tree, all sorts of weapons. So that failed to make it through, and that was disappointing.
I want to ask a follow-up question about this 3-day background check or this 3-day wait period. Does that also apply to, for example, purchases of weapons at gun shows?
Yes, it would. That's right. So they'll have to make arrangements for how someone will pick up the firearm when after it passes the 3-day waiting period.
I also wanted to ask about pushback to local laws. Now, I mean, we've been talking about the state legislative session and what did and did not pass at the legislature this session, but there's also been attempts at the local level in Superior, in Boulder County, in the city of Boulder, and a lot of the towns around here to instate their own prohibitions on assault weapons or so-called assault weapons. And there's been quite a bit of pushback to that. What do you see is the next logical phase with this?
Well, the pushback right now is in the form of lawsuits that have been filed by the Rocky Mountain gun owners. And I think the next phase of that is the resolution of those lawsuits, what's going to happen with regard to those lawsuits. I don't think expect to see any movement by other cities to enact assault weapons bans until they know what's going to happen there. I did want to point out something very, very important that your listeners. Firearms fatality rates. I'm going to say that again because it's so very important. States that have strong gun laws have lower firearm fatality rates. And for those who are statisticians or can remember the statistics classes they took, the correlation coefficient is 0.75, which is strong. That's a strong, categorized as a strong correlation. So it's important to know that as we address the gun violence in Colorado by enacting laws and different laws that will be, we are making our state safer.
I'm going to have to leave it there. Eileen McCarron is co-founder of Colorado Ceasefire and president of its legislative action branch. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Shannon.